Well, there's another election going on today, well, going on very soon in Paris, and a lot of people were gathering yesterday to show their support for embattled centre-right candidate François Fillon. The ex-French Prime Minister vowed to keep up fighting for the presidency even as his support is failing. He's summoned to court in March 15 to be put under investigation in an embezzlement case. Presidential race in France is heating up with only weeks left before the first round. Albert Leconnet, a French journalist based in Sydney, says that Mr. Fillon's prospects are not good.
All the signs are indicating that, yes, it is pretty much, it sounds as if it's pretty much over for François Fillon, that he's basically negotiating his exit, so that's an honourable exit. There's word and consultations with Alain Juppé, who was the one who was supposed to, according to the polls, to win the primaries on the right. So it's a bit early to say, but the feeling, I mean, lots of people have left Fillon, you know, from the campaign. It's looking more and more like it's not sustainable for him. But the latest piece of information was that his wife told her husband to go to the end, to go all the way, to fight all the way. At this stage, from the outside, it looks as if it's really pretty much the end for Fillon, yes.
And so this is just adding up to the whole volatility of this campaign, which is something that it's never been seen before. It's just completely volatile, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Certainly in my lifetime of covering politics, and even for all the veterans of French politics, we're all saying basically that this has never been seen before. In particular, if you look at the polls, how accurate they may be, the fact that you have two candidates not from the major political parties to be at the top of the polls rather than the traditional candidates for the Socialist Party and the Conservative Party, that in itself has never been seen before. So this election campaign so far has been full of surprises, daily surprises, you know, so it's quite unreal what's going on in France at the moment, you know, and lots of potential future consequences as well in terms of the outcome of this election.
And it seems that even the press is playing the game of surprises.
If you look back, there were always last-minute pieces of information. But yes, you're right in the sense that today, in the current climate, in the current sort of mood, it is. It seems to be even more sort of volatile, and even more information coming out of the woodwork from wherever, pretty much almost twice daily. At least it feels like it. So yeah, it's adding to that sort of feeling of uncertainty and a certain anxiety, I guess, as well.
It looks like it's the first time, I mean, at least in my lifetime, that you can vote for someone that really represents your ideas. You know, I mean, you've got such a political choice and so many chances of people going to the second round. Can we see that as well as maybe a happy democratic time? You know, this is in a positive way.
Yeah, of course, in a certain sense, you're right. It is basically an opening, like we've seen elsewhere in the world, but there's a part of anxiety and certain, which stems from the uncertainty. But you're right, there's also a part of excitement, especially, I guess, with Macron. He's just announced his program, which is quite lengthy. Detailed as well, so, and he's trying to basically offer an alternative to everybody else. So it is a chance, but in France there's quite a few candidates as well, so it's going to spread the voting and the voters amongst quite a few candidates. So that first round will be very interesting, of course, because that's when we'll see what people actually thought, and did they actually want to go for one of the main candidates or go for the lesser known, sort of a more humble candidate, if I can put it this way. Again, we're getting now close to that first round, which is in April, so things are heating up and speeding up even more.
Albert Leconnet, ending that report by François Martin.